If you're like us, you've dreamt of building your own business empire and the freedom it can bring you. But with hidden challenges along the way, it forces us to answer the hard questions like, how do we grow a real company without taking on debt? Or how can we get leads and buyers when there's so much competition out there? That's why tens of thousands of people have joined OneFunnelAway.com to get those questions answered. And now they're walking a new path of entrepreneurship. I asked some of them about their shocking journey from failure to freedom. I'm your host, Shane Larson, and you're listening to One Funnel Away Stories. What's up, everybody? Welcome out to another episode of the One Funnel Away Stories podcast. I am your host, Shane Larson, the One Funnel Away manager here at ClickFunnels. It's been 4 years since I've been at ClickFunnels. Started working here in 2017, started the One Funnel Away Challenge in 2018, and they asked me to take over that when Russell decided he wanted to do this challenge. It's been the best thing I've ever done in my career, quite honestly, because since then, we've seen so many lives changed. We've seen so many people come in, take the challenge, implement the things that they've been taught, and like shift their entire business and scale it out. And it's inspiring for me. It's one of those things I always get to tell people that I come to work and I actually enjoy my job. We were in Mexico last week for a vacation, and a lot of my friends, there's 14 of us, and we were having these, you know, conversations about our regular lives. And my friend said, do you enjoy your full-time job? We had this conversation. Like, a lot of people don't. They don't like their full-time jobs. Like, I have a lot of side business ventures that I do that, you know, generate revenue and stuff that I enjoy. And people were wondering, like, are you ever going to just do that full-time? Do you like your full-time job, Shane? And I'm like, I absolutely love my full-time job. I'm one of the few people that love it because I get to see people. They're inspiring. That's what I'm saying. It's like, people are inspiring. They come in and they do things, and I'm inspired by that. They take their businesses to the next level, and to even be a small fraction of the story is kind of cool for me. So today is no different. We get to hear from somebody who is inspiring. This is Kath Riohorn, and Kath's going to explain her story coming into the One Funnel Away Challenge, what she learned, the ups and downs, and tell us a little bit more about her journey. So Kath, thanks so much for joining us on the show here.
Thank you so much for having me on. This is incredibly exciting.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to rewind the clock a little bit. I like to do this with the interviews and kind of get to know your entrepreneurial journey before One Funnel Away. So talk to us about kind of what got you that entrepreneur bug, if you will.
I think the entrepreneurial spirit is something that you have in you from quite a young age. I remember being in school and selling sweets and selling pens and things out of my locker. I burned CDs back in the day, or tapes as they were when I was in school. And I think it's the type of thing that it's in you from a young age. You like the idea of not having to ask anybody's permission. But more recently, I left my career as an academic psychologist, and I joined the ranks of the self-employed. And I absolutely loved it, because this idea about playing it by ear, seeing what you can figure out for yourself, not having to ask anybody's permission for anything, that was something that I really, really liked. And I started my entrepreneurial journey as a personal trainer. And during COVID and lockdowns, I'm in the UK, so all the gyms closed, and I had to take my business online. And what I found from that was actually I was a much better copywriter than I was a personal trainer. So my online business brought me to ClickFunnels insofar as I needed a platform that I could promote my work and the work of my clients. So that's sort of how I came into the One Funnel Away Challenge.
Wow. Okay. So I love hearing the shift. First off, academic psychologist. So that's okay. I want to touch base on that. Let's unbox that for a second. That's a pretty big name for like a career path. I do want to ask you, because maybe there's some I'm actually positive there's customers out there, because I'm speaking to a few of them already right now. That might have a career path that's set. That seems like, did you have to go to university for that? Did you have to, you know, is that kind of like your passion and dream for a little while? And how did you, so how did you like mentally make that jump over like saying, hey, okay, well, I'm going all in on this other thing where I don't have to ask rules or permission, like you said?
I think there's a big streak in any teacher that doesn't really like asking permission. I think we've got a great big streak of autonomy in us anyway, right? Don't tell me what to do type of attitude. So what happened in my career path was I'd gone to university for it. I had a master's degree in it, and I was teaching for 12 years. And then I was made redundant. So psychology here is not a core part of the curriculum. It's an optional subject. So it's easy to cut money in schools and colleges and universities from subjects that are not core subjects. So I ended up leaving that career path. And then I thought, what can I do with all this knowledge I've got? And applying it to helping people with their health and fitness and helping people with their coffee to be persuasive actually ended up being a really natural transition. So on paper, it doesn't look like they're very similar jobs at all, but actually they're really similar.
Wow. So intriguing, actually. And it's just crazy. I just, you know, 12 years and all that, like that's, I'm sure there's a lot of people there that, you know, they're kind of scared to even think of something else because they're so locked in. You know, I talked to my mom, for example, and she's been in her job at the corporate world for 30 years. And one of the things she's scared of, and I think a lot of people are, they get locked in and they're scared because they don't, they feel like they haven't developed these other skill sets. They feel like there's nothing more they could do because this is what they know now. And so that's one of her fears about trying to change a job. It's not just money. It's the skill sets. She feels like she lacks a lot of the skill sets that are necessary to do other things. Do you feel like in those 12 years, without you really, I guess you kind of just alluded to it, you did have the skill sets of a personal trainer. It's like you did have these things. Like, when did that come about to where you feel like, okay, I did learn all these different things that could be applied over here?
You know, I think there's something that's common to teachers, and it's that hunger for you can just learn new things. I honestly think that's one of the most beautiful ideas of any human being, is if there's skills you need and you haven't got them, you can just learn them. And they're right there on the internet for free. If you haven't got money to invest right now in a new skill, there's a ton of free resources. So if you haven't got the money, you're going to have to put in the time and effort. But if you can pay someone to teach you, even better, faster, it's the easiest way to learn anything. And actually, if you feel like you need to make a change, even if you're already in a career path, that's in a way even better, because you've got the safety net of sort of a normal, stable, steady job while you acquire entrepreneurial skills that you think that you might need. So if you've already got a job that feels pretty safe, fantastic. You've got yourself a safety net. So you can learn while you've already got the safety of another income. So don't be scared to learn new skills. There's an entire world of skills out there, anything you possibly need to know. And I think that's the thing about becoming an entrepreneur, actually, is that you realize you're never fully equipped with all of the skills you need. You're always kind of winging it. There's always something more that you could be learning about. And the chances are you've probably already got enough skills to make a good dent in what you want to do.
I love that. I love that a lot. That's so cool. I hope people are taking notes on this one, because it's so true. There's so many resources out there. And if you ever feel like, oh, I've already been in this career path for X amount of years, it's all I know, I went to school for this, whatever. No, like, you have the opportunity to do something, and if anything, especially in the academic field, if you learn anything, it's you have this hunger to learn new things. And so why not learn a new skill set? Why not learn something else that could be applicable to business? You can do that. That is possible. So, Kath, as you got into your entrepreneurial journey, you said it kind of, you know, the COVID situation put you online, which you found out you were more so of a copywriter, like you're a good copywriter. You're starting to find that skill set and that expertise that kind of led you to the One Funnel Away Challenge. When did you take One Funnel Away? Do you remember like when it was that you kind of took your first challenge, more or less? Like, do you remember the date?
It wasn't that long ago. It was only the last few months I've had a funnel up and running for. It was about the summertime, I would say. And what I realized was I was getting so many inbound leads into my business, I actually couldn't keep up with the number of phone calls that I needed to do. I'm also really introverted, so having to take phone calls all of the time was really wearing on me. So I'd have to spend the hour before preparing for the call, and then I'd have to spend the hour afterwards recovering and decompressing from the call. So I just wanted to be in my little writing cave, not really having phone calls with anybody. So the funnel challenge was amazing, because what that allowed me to do was create relationships in writing and deliver them at scale, which was incredibly useful for me as a writer, but also it suited my personality type quite well as well.
Oh, that's perfect to hear. It's cool, because you know your personality. Everybody knows their personality better than anyone else, right? Like, you know yourself. And yeah, like, that can wear on you. Like, I appreciate you being honest about like the phone calls, like an hour before, an hour after. Like, it's not just during the phone call. Like, people, like, if you have that personality, it might take you a minute to just be okay, like, after each one. So I appreciate you even sharing that. It's awesome. So when you came into One Funnel Away, Kath, talk to us about this. A lot of people, you know, they think it's like drinking from a fire hose. Some stuff is new to a lot of people. Even if they're pre-existing business owners, some of the terminology, some of the frameworks that Russell teaches, just the way that Russell teaches, it's new. It's not bad. It's just new. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just curious, what were your initial thoughts when you came into One Funnel Away for the first time?
the very first sort of day, I thought, this has got so much potential, it's actually overwhelming. I was brand new into ClickFunnels. I did the One Funnel Away Challenge to build my first funnel. And I thought, this has got so much potential. It's phenomenally exciting. But where on earth do I begin with all of this? And what I found was, it started, the system started to drip feed me videos on, this is how you do it. This is, do this first, then do this. This is the type of overview content, this is the more in-depth content. And actually, it was structured really, really well. And coming from an educational background, one of the things that I really valued was that idea of scaffolding the information. So you didn't really feel like you were absolutely inundated with everything that you needed to do all at once. It was only ever, just do this first thing, watch this video, pause here, follow along. And it was dead easy. I wouldn't really consider myself a particularly tech savvy person, really. I can get by, but, you know, I'm not super switched on or anything. And I found the videos really very accessible.
That's super cool to hear too. So I'm like, as I said, I'm taking some notes from you. I think that's super cool to hear. And I think that's Russell is really good at that. So like, I would love to take ownership and say, hey, I did it. But Russell was the one who came up with the idea as far as like, here's what this is how customers learn the best. Like, not everybody learns the same, but this is generally how we found, like, bit by bit, and here's a structure, and the challenge structure has been awesome. And then he's kind of like, let me and my team run it as far as like, when do we have our consulting calls, how do we answer the questions if they have them, and stuff like that. But I love how Russell kind of knew that he's speaking to his audience. He knows that, and that's just a testament of anybody, any entrepreneur, yourself included, Kath, like, just listen to your audience. If your audience has feedback like, hey, this was too overwhelming, okay, well, let's figure that out. Rather than, you know, I love how Russell, like, he's set in his ways, but like, he's willing to adjust and pivot based on his audience's feedback, because his audience is the one who is, like, he's serving, like, and they're ultimately going to be the ones paying him. So it's important for us to be able to switch and do that. So to hear you give the feedback there, I'm sure Russell's excited to hear that, like, okay, good, it worked. As you went through it, were there any missions, any assignments in the One Funnel Away Challenge that stood out, like aha moments where you're like, oh, that is great, like I totally see it differently now?
Right before the One Funnel Away Challenge started, I did a one pager as part of a lead magnet, and that was a brilliant training. I found that was really, really useful, because what that allowed me to do was to create something I could give away for free to help people before we started asking them for any money. So it was a really, really simple step-by-step thing. And at first I thought, oh no, this is another piece of software I'm going to have to learn. This is an intimidating thing. But actually the setup was really similar. There was a lot of drag and drop elements. There was lots of stop the video here and go and do the thing type instructions. Mm-hmm. And I just got on great with the whole thing, to be honest. Since completing the challenge, I now have a fully functional funnel that is bringing me leads and is taking money for me, which seems absolutely wild that is just happening in the background. You know, sometimes you wake up and you've made a sale while you've been asleep, which is extraordinarily exciting.
Right. That's like, that's the whole, I guess, excitement about online marketing. You can go to sleep. They always say, make money while you sleep. Well, it's true. Like, you wake up, you're like, oh man, there's a couple sales in my account. Like, that's great. Like actual money, like actual money. It's kind of funny. The one pager, what I was writing down here was that one pager comment you made. That is a software for those who haven't taken the One Funnel Away Challenge and haven't heard of one pager. Russell, this last year, has implemented new software into it, and it's not to make it confusing. It's actually to help you. One pager is actually, I love that you said, it's like, a lot of people have that. They're like, oh, just another piece to this. Like, there's so many pieces in online marketing. It's just so hard. You got it. Autoresponders, this, that, and the third. But in reality, one pager actually makes it so much easier if you're trying to figure out, how do I deliver a lead magnet? Well, this is send them a link and it pops them right into this interactive software that they can utilize themselves. You know what I mean? It's super, super simple. And I love that it worked for you. The one pager, in my opinion, has changed the game. It doesn't get enough, like, it's not our software. It's not ClickFunnels software. Russell, you know, uses it in this challenge, but I have become a major fan of the one pager because you can interact with it and it saves it, and you can save it as a PDF, even if you wanted to print them out and have a physical copy. But you can interact online and type into stuff. And if you're building your own, like, you make it easy for the consumer, and it's cool that way. And it makes it easier to learn, in my opinion. Especially
the thing that was really cool about the one pager for me was that having tried to create a lead magnet and integrated with email software in the past, that was just a nightmare. like trying to do that through other software that's a bit of this and a bit of that, and you're trying to sort of cobble it together from other third-party softwares, it was so difficult. So I wish I'd found ClickFunnels years ago, actually, because that would have saved me a lot of headaches when it came to having software that integrates all together and works easily as one thing, which if you haven't got this, you're going to have to use a bunch of other software, and they don't always play nicely together.
Totally. That's the thing. And people will be like, they don't understand until they've actually implemented it. I think that's just, they're so used to their ways, like, oh, well, I got the autoresponder, I've got my merchant account, I've got this, that, and the third. And they don't realize like how beneficial it is to have most of it in one, and then the ability to integrate with other things as the other benefit to it. You know, they don't understand how beneficial that can be. And I just hope that they hear this and realize like, okay, like it really is just come test it out and you'll see, like, I promise you, like it makes things so much easier. Efficiency is key. So Kath, as you're coming through here and you're building out your funnel, talk to us about what funnel you were building. I'm sure customers are listening to this and they're like, what funnel was she building?
So when you first log into the ClickFunnels software, it gives you a bunch of options on the types of different funnels that you can build. And at first, when you first look at it, you think, I've no idea what sort of funnel that I need, because I don't really understand how these words correlate to the end product. But when you do the challenge, it becomes really obvious. And actually, if you just calm down and look at the software, it's not that mysterious. So I ended up making a sales funnel. And I wrote a sales page for it. And the way that you know it's a sales funnel was that there's a way to make a sale at the end of it. So there's a page where you can put card details in and somebody can buy something from you. So I made one of those as part of the One Funnel Away Challenge. And by the end of the time period, it was up and running. I wrote the copy for it. The software and the challenge trainings helped me to sort of build the tech, the architecture of putting it together. That was not as hard as you think it is. If you haven't built one yet, it's actually quite fun to build because it's just drag and drop, and you can be quite creative with colors and language and stuff, make it feel like you. Sometimes I think when you build technology online, because you're quite anxious maybe about getting the tech bit right, it can be devoid of personality. And then you lose some of the character that you're trying to build with your audience, because 100%. You're so anxious about getting it right that there's none of you in it. And luckily, the software was simple enough to use that I felt like I could have some fun in my language, and that's important to me, obviously, as a writer. So by the end, I had this fully formed thing that people could pay me money, and then I could add in videos and things at the end, telling them what I wanted them to do next, thanking them, directing them into the next level of service. And it was actually dead easy to use.
That is such a good point. As you're talking, the personality thing, I love that comment. You were able to, you know, put your personality, a little flair to it. I think that is such a good point that no one has ever brought up on this show. But like, when you're doing anything online, it's very likely that you lose your personality. And people do that because they're just trying to put words and stuff. You don't understand, like, your branding, that's the beauty of like entrepreneurship, is you get to have your personality, your flair to it. And if you can find a way to put that on the digital platform, that's so much, like, it's so powerful. And that's cool that you mentioned that you're able to do that, because it's important. You want your personal flair. That's what makes you unique. It's what makes you special, right? That's huge. So cool. So going through One Funnel Away, Kath, did you hit any roadblocks during that 30-day time frame? Like anything where it's like, whether it be time commitment, whether it's like, here's an assignment I don't even know how to do. And if you did come through roadblocks, how did you overcome those?
So there was a couple of things. First of all, I didn't know how to do any of it. So it was all a roadblock. So don't let that put you off, because you'll learn as you go. I suppose one of the things that made me feel a bit stressed about it before I started was, am I going to have enough time to build this and give it the respect that it deserves? Because I'm also writing all day, every day. Am I going to have enough bandwidth to build the thing that I need and also fulfill all of my work? But actually, the trainings were recorded. You could watch them back. I actually quite liked watching them back, because then you have the option to pause and go through things again. So if you're not very familiar with the software, that's quite a nice way of doing it. And I found that worked really well for me. So I tended to catch up on stuff, and I knew that there were options to speak to the team if I needed it. But actually, the trainings were so straightforward, I didn't need to dive into any additional support.
Wow. From somebody like yourself, you just said, this is your words, you're saying, I didn't know any of it, like coming into it. But the trainings were so like on point that you didn't need the additional support. Now, I love that you mentioned we do have the support. We have three consultants. We have a tech expert in the group. We're here to like help you out. We've got it all covered for any questions that people have regarding those assignments, if you happen to have them. But I love that someone like yourself said, hey, I didn't know any of this, but I was able to go back and watch the replays and stuff. And they were so in depth that I was at least, I was able to pick it up. Like that's what the One Funnel Away Challenge is all about. That's why Russell, you know, did it the way that he did it. He structured it the way that he did so that people could truly, like, if you just go through the missions and don't quit, you'd be amazed at what can happen. You can get a funnel up and out the door, or at least have the foundation set. You'll have a better understanding of the psychology of the funnels, how consumers do things, and then you'll be able to get it done. Now, Kath, we can't ask numbers. Like, that's legally, I can't ask you, like, hey, how much money have you made? But, like, we, you know, the One Comma Club Award, for example, is when somebody has made $1,000 at least in their funnel. So what I'd like to ask is, like, how long did it take you to earn your One Comma Club Award? We don't need to know specific numbers, but just how long did it take you to earn your One Comma Club Award?
From the time that my funnel went live, I think it took me a week.
Goodness gracious. Did you market that funnel to your audience, your warm audience already? Like, how did you go about once it was live? Some people are like, well, do I just put it up? It's just live and I hope people come through by a Google search or something. Or how did you get it out there so people understand the marketing tips? Like, how do you even get that out once it's live?
You know, for somebody that works in marketing, I do a genuinely awful job of marketing my own business because I literally got an email list, I don't email. I've got a social media platform I barely use. Like, I genuinely am the worst marketer for my own business of all time. So what I did was I waited until people actually asked me, can I work with you? And then I sent them the link. So everything that you're not supposed to do, I did that.
And it worked.
And it's worked fine.
Oh man, you're going against the grain all the time. I like this. Like you're doing your thing and it's working, which goes to show, like, hey, what if you start doing the things that, like, you know, the other ways around? Maybe you'll start like exponentially changing things if you start utilizing your social media platforms more and emailing your list more and stuff. Who knows? Right? That's super cool though to hear that you've been able to have that success with that model. That's super, super cool. So here's what I would ask, Kath, is it worth the $100 investment to come through? You talked about all the resources. You talked about everything online. If you have a hunger to learn new things and new skill sets, they're available. The One Funnel Away Challenge is a $100 investment to go through this 30 days. Is it worth it in your opinion?
Without a shadow of a doubt. Yeah, I think it is absolutely worth it. I think the money investment is so low. It's so embarrassingly low that it's pretty much just a cursory skin in the game investment. You will make that money back tenfold. You'd probably make it back tenfold just simply from what you learn, from the confidence that you will get in actually building something, building an asset for your business. Even if you made no sales off it, it would give you more confidence in your own abilities to learn and execute a skill. So I absolutely think that the $100 or the £100 investment is worth it. And that will continue to pay for itself over and over again. And what you got to think, like, that was my first funnel. That's the worst funnel I'm going to build. Like, technically, that's the worst version of this that I'm going to have. So the skills I learned from that, we're not talking money, but I've more than made my money back. I've got my sights set on the Two Karma Club Award, and I would, you know, those are the same exact skills that I'm going to use to get and scale my business and grow even further. So it is an incredibly robust training. It's really, really good.
I'm happy to hear that. I think Russ will be too, obviously. I think that's absolutely fantastic to hear. And I love the words that you use. Your vocabulary is far superior to mine. I love it. Embarrassingly low. I love the adjectives. Yeah. Like everything that you use, it's perfect. It's like my wife when she's talking, like, it's very descriptive. And I appreciate that because I lack that description in my speaking. And that's funny because I'm a communication major that's what my major was in college, but you'd be surprised. I'm not a good writer and I'm not a good speaker in that regard. I don't have a high vocabulary, but I love that though. And I hope people understand it's $100, but you will get your money back if you invest. Like if you're investing the time, it's like Russell said, those who pay attention. If you're going to pay the money, he's going to take care of you. That's one thing I've always respected about Russell and working for him. as compared to other CEOs. Now, I won't disrespect the other CEOs. They're all great people that I've worked for. I've learned from a lot of good leaders in my career. But Russell takes care of his people. If you're going to pay him something, he will make sure to overdeliver. He's the king of it. And so he will make sure that if you pay, he'll do his part. Now it's up to you to do your part to come in there and implement the teachings that he's given you. But he'll do his part to make sure that he's gotten you that money's worth that you're putting in. So, Kath, this is awesome. I look forward to seeing you walk across the stage, getting a Two Comma Club Award, because if that happens, I'm going to shake your hand, give you a hug when COVID's all done, when we're at the Funnel Hacking Live event, and then we're going to say, hey, you said it right here on the show, and it happened. So I cannot wait to see that. But for now, I want to let the customers hear. They're probably like thinking, okay, this is awesome. I would love to see what kind of funnel she built. I would like to see what she's offering. Where can we find you, Kath? Is it social media, which you don't use very often? Is it a funnel?
The funny thing is, I am on social media. I just don't bother to post that often. So the best way to connect with me, I would love to speak to anybody, is KindCopyUK. It's on Instagram, @KindCopyUK. My business is called Kind Copy, and we specialize in fitness copy for people who have got online coaching businesses. So we work in the fitness space exclusively, and we serve an audience of fitness entrepreneurs, and we provide a copy of all kinds for them. So if you are in the fitness space and you would like to connect with a copywriter, I would love to chat to you.
I love that. And I already know, my uncle, for example, personal trainer for the last 20 years. He had to move his business online. His website is basically just a landing page that it's not that good. He could use some good copy. He could use that. These are people that could utilize resources. Great trainers, but have had to make their stuff online, and they're not necessarily sure how to like put their personality into it. Like you said, this would be a great tool for them. So would you call yourself a fitness copywriter? Is that kind of like what your title is now?
Yeah. So ordinarily in copy, people will specialize in a skill. So they'll specialize in email copy or ad copy, for example. We don't. We specialize in fitness. So we do all types of copy, provided you are a fitness entrepreneur. And we look after you from ads to sales pages to social media marketing, whatever you need, provided you are in the fitness space.
I love that. I love how you've niched it down. There is a huge pool of people for that, though, that could utilize your skill set. That is so awesome, Kath. I just appreciate you. I'm going to put that here in the description, you guys. Kind Copy UK on Instagram. We're going to go ahead and put all these links in the description so you guys can find Kath. And then if you have somebody that you know that could utilize her resources, yeah, go do that. And Kath, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for joining the show, sharing your story with us, and letting us hear about your One Funnel Away journey.
It was an absolute pleasure. Thank you for making time for me. It's been a joy.
Absolutely. And for those listening, if you want to take the challenge, go to onefunnelaway.com. Check it out. We'll be starting a new one soon. And hopefully you'll be on the podcast next time too, sharing a story just like Kath. Take care.
If you want to be part of the journey and create your own story that can be shared just like this one, then sign up at onefunnelaway.com to get started with the next One Funnel Away challenge. We have a new challenge coming up very soon, and we want you to be part of it. This is where you'll learn the strategies and build the foundations of funnel building, along with understanding the basic principles of traffic so you can fill your funnels with paying clients. The coolest part, we do this all in 30 days' time. It doesn't matter if you're an established business owner, a 9-to-5 worker looking for additional income, an affiliate marketer, or someone who's completely new to the entrepreneurial game, it doesn't matter. Regardless of where you're coming from, you need to be here in order to take yourself to the next level. So again, head over to onefunnelaway.com to sign up, and we'll see you in the challenge.